the Wild Wild West. Be back later in the week. The rest of us holding down the fort until then. Matt Pauly kind enough to pop in here to start off the 4 o'clock hour. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
How was the weekend?
It was good. I was here a lot.
Yeah, that's true. You were here yesterday.
Which is fine. That's good. That's that's
baseball on holiday.
That's baseball season. And you know, here I don't work every single like weekend day. Every other baseball job I've had for the better part of the last like 20 years, I've done
days a week,
every game. So it's a little bit less actually here than before. But when you
and then you get an actual off season.
Yeah, that was the difference. Yeah. So, but when you work in baseball, that's just part of the gig.
It is.
Yeah,
been there, done it.
Yep.
It's not. It's a lot.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
No.
Do you guys know anyone who works in baseball who like you think they don't even really like baseball that much?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you just kind of get, I know people just sort of get stuck in it. Like, they do it, and they think it's cool, and then they just stay in it, and
they don't like it.
No. Hmm. And like, especially if you work in minor league baseball.
Yeah, it's
it is so easy to fall in hate with your job when you work in minor league baseball.
You gotta do everything.
Yeah, and it's early mornings and late night.
Well, describe it. I mean, like, for people that don't know, why is minor league baseball so hard? Because really, you're doing four jobs in one.
Yeah, so you have tiny staff, so you don't have enough staff. You're doing everything. I've pulled more tarp than probably everybody in the city of St. Louis except our members of the Cardinals grounds crew. So like for me, as a broadcaster, I was also the media relations person, which means every day I was doing game notes and things like that. Then I always had a sales component to my job where I had to go out and sell stuff.
Oh my
then
gosh.
I had to be part of the operations where I can remember power washing the stadium. I can remember going out in the mascot costume. I can remember going out and there was concession stands. That was my responsibility to go like fill up with the bags of chips and all that sort of stuff every day. If it's time to tarp pool, everybody on the staff is, so you have to bring different clothes to work every day to do tarp pools. Working in minor league baseball is hell.
It's tough,
it's
man.
Hell.
Do you guys have any like documentaries or anything like that about the minor leagues that you would recommend?
Yes, I am in one.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Playing for Peanuts.
Okay.
And
that's a great title.
I was the, and every once in a while, I still get recognized from it. I spent a year as the broadcaster for the South Georgia Peanuts in Albany, Georgia. And Wally Backman was our manager. And the entire year, we had a reality TV crew following us along. And yeah, if you go search for Playing for Peanuts, it's a 10-part reality series.
I see it right here on YouTube, actually.
Yep. There
That's
it is.
That's cool.
So it aired... It aired like on SNY in New York because of the Wally Backman connection, and it aired in a few other places. If you're ever on social media and you see like Wally Backman exploding, it's from that documentary series. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to check this out because I'm just always so fascinated when you guys talk about it.
What year was that?
That would have been 2007, 2006, somewhere in there.
So this was after Wally's problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Because earlier than that,
He was named the Diamondbacks manager.
And it was
for
right before that I had named him the minor league manager of the year.
Okay, he is so
for
good,
for Sporting News.
Yeah.
And then the other news came out later and is like, oh, well, he was going to be the major league manager, but not anymore.
He was they had a press conference.
I know.
They introduced him and everything.
Was it 2 days later?
Just within a week.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact. And he and I talked about that on occasion.
Yeah.
There was some... I'm Team Wally on that one. There was some stuff that happened that should not have happened to him by some people who had a vested interest in his demise.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Did not know any of that. I just know that it blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff.
He's not a perfect individual.
No.
There was some stuff that he did that I'm not trying to like make light of. And there was a domestic situation where basically he and his, I don't know if they're still married, but then wife got into it where there was no actual violence that took place. But the police were called, and the police basically said, we can't leave here without taking somebody.
Right, right.
And Wally said, then take me.
Okay.
And then that's what that later
That's
came
what ended
to,
up letting leading to the firing, for sure. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I'm glad that people understand now, and they've done some work now. They've done the work to make things better for minor league players. I don't know that it's any better for the for the GMs, because people don't understand. Those teams are typically not owned or run by the major league teams. Some are, but not all.
Right.
And if you're the
There's
GM of that team.
There's actually a conglomerate of like three or four companies that own dozens
Most
of them. So.
All right, let's switch to the big leagues. Yep. Let's talk a little cards. I don't know if you've got stuff to do or not, if you're going to hang or you just want to take one segment and take off. Okay. Because we're going to play a game a little later on. You might like the game.
Okay.
Like, you might be good at it is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm generally terrible on DGS games.
It's baseball. related.
Okay.
So you'll see what I mean. And it's a baseball game that everybody in the room can play. Let's talk Cardinals first. So tough game yesterday. Talked about it with Ricky earlier. To me, there's nothing to learn yesterday about your offense.
No.
You're facing Jacob Mizorowski, who's an alien, a 6'7" alien, who threw the most pitches over 100 miles an hour in a game that has ever happened. Nobody has ever thrown 57 pitches in the same game above 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He did.
So I made that point to start the postgame show yesterday. Yeah. That, like, you can't judge the Cardinals offense on this. Oh, yeah, by the way, coming into the game, he had four straight scoreless appearances and was running a 24 and a third inning scoreless streak. So then some guy said to me on social media, well, they could have had better at bats. Look at how many strikeouts they had. Like, look at how many strikeouts he has.
He's throwing 103.
He leads the National League in strikeouts, and the guy who's number two on that list has thrown like 15 innings less than Mizorowski. Are there issues right now with what the Cardinals are doing offensively?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Not about him, though.
Has their run scoring gone down in the last 2.5-3 weeks?
Yep.
100%. Can we talk about that? We should be talking about that. But does that have anything to do with what they did against Mizorowski yesterday? Absolutely nothing. If anything, they did what the last four teams could not do.
They scored.
And they scored a freaking run.
Yeah. Yeah. People got to lighten up, man. You got to understand. A guy that can command 103 throwing a 97 mile an hour slider and a 91 mile an hour curveball. Are you kidding me?
It's impossible.
That's an alien.
All you can do is hope that has a bad day.
Yeah. The only thing you can do is guess on a pitch and hope he throws it right where you expected it. And even then, your chances are minimal.
And you're probably guessing fastball.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. You can't be thinking slider because 103 is by you.
Yeah.
It's by you in a heartbeat. If you're looking at, this is such a weird sentence. If you're looking for 97, the 103 is by you. That's such a weird thing to say, but it's real. But there are some things that are obviously that we'll talk about more on Redbird Rush Hour coming up today. And we'll rehash a little bit of what Ollie had to say on Gas House Gang today as well. Interesting things about moving forward in this series, though, is, you know, you got McGreevy tonight. He's been your best pitcher so far this season. That's a really good hope. And then you look at the other side and you're like, whew, no Mizorowski. But you get Kyle Harrison, who's 5-1 with a 1.77 ERA and also striking out like 11 batters per nine. So I'm putting it out there. You're going to see more strikeouts from the Cardinals tonight.
Yeah.
Not as many as yesterday, I wouldn't think. But still, it's, you know, Kyle Harrison misses bats.
And it's another case of the Brewers going and grabbing somebody from another organization and turning them into their best self.
You know, Harrison was always viewed as a top prospect. For a long time, he was a top 100 prospect. Might have even cracked the top 50 when he was with the Giants. But he gets to Milwaukee and he's better.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Quinn Priester last year.
Yep, and they've done it with like D.L. Hall from Baltimore. They do it with almost everybody that they acquire. And they've done it with hitters, too. I mean, Andrew Vaughn would be a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. They haven't done it 100%, right? I mean, like, you know, Jory Ortiz hasn't been very good for them.
He's not.
You know, so, like, offensively, he's a good defender. But, like, they don't have 100% success rate. But they succeed enough where they're always at the top of the division, and that's where everything runs through. And it's what makes this a great test. The division runs through Milwaukee, Chicago to a degree, but I think Milwaukee's had the better track record for these last 5-6 years. And if you're going to hang with them, you got to show you can hang with them.
Yeah. I don't think Milwaukee's going to have a 9-game losing streak this year.
I wouldn't think so. Too much pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the Cubs, that's what they're on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Brewers have too much pitching for that. Cubs, they have some problems with injuries, right? I mean, you don't have Steele out there right now. Justin Steele's one of your best pitchers. Matthew Boyd's been down a bunch this year. So, like, two of your best pitchers have been out. So that explains part of why they've had the struggles they have. But barring that, Milwaukee's just too loaded.
No, they absolutely are.
Pitching.
And I hate the words that are about to come out of my mouth. I realize it. It'd be nice if Chicago could win like a game or two here before they get to St. Louis, because I don't want them.
You don't want them turning it around.
I don't want them on an 11-game losing streak entering the Cardinals series.
Yeah, it'll be fun this weekend either way. But yeah, that would be better to kind of like level off by then. Like go on a 3-game winning streak and then come back down a little bit.
Yeah.
It would be nice. Anything else standing out to you that you want to hit here? Because obviously we got 45 minutes of it coming up on Rush Hour. I think we'll talk about Matthew Liberatore, some good, some not so good from his last few starts. A bummer that Matt Swanson got sent down, but it's necessary.
Here's my hot take.
It's necessary. I feel bad about it because I want the guy to be good, but Fernandez is the better pitcher right now.
He is. Here's my hot take, though. It's somewhat frustrating that The Cardinals didn't send Matt Swanson down because they wanted to send Matt Swanson down.
No.
The Cardinals sent Matt Swanson down because their backs were up against the wall and they needed that roster spot.
Yes.
So I would rather them make moves being proactive.
Yes.
As opposed
to backed into a corner.
Yeah.
I'm with you. He's needed it. It's for the player. It's not just about the team's performance, although that matters, right? Especially when you're off to a good start, you want to keep it going as long as you can. But when a guy has, like, we've talked about it a million times via text, and we've talked about it on Rush Hour, on Redbird Rush Hour. Nobody wants Matt Swanson at Memphis.
No.
Nobody. But when you're coming into June and you have a 9+ ERA, you can tell me about all the little baby steps he's taken, and I see him.
And I will.
No,
I'm the guy who does it.
They exist. Yeah. He's 3 straight games without giving anything up. But when you're a reliever, you can't have like multiple blowups in every 5-game segment. You cannot find a clean 5-game segment for him throughout the course of the year. And when you have a terrible hard hit rate and you're not striking people out the way you did and you're walking too many people, you just got to go get right. And hopefully he can do in a shorter amount of time what Fernandez has now seemingly done.
Yeah, and maybe the fact that he is going down there on a little bit of an upward trend.
I hope so.
Maybe.
Speed it up, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure hope, because, I mean, if he's good, boy, is your bullpen getting good.
Yes, because you trust right now Soriano, Romero, and O'Brien.
Yeah, and Graceffo's kind of on the border of that, too.
And Graceffo's kind of been the starter's
closer. The rally killer, yeah.
Yeah, like he comes and cleans up whatever needs
to
be cleaned
up. Gets that ground ball when he needs to.
And he does.
All right, Matt Pauly's hanging out with us here. We're going to play a game, a baseball-related game coming up next. TGS on a Tuesday. Dave out today. Back our leader in the week. The rest of us hanging out. I have a baseball game for the whole crew to play.
Let's go.
I saw this over the weekend, and I'm like, I want to play this game. I want to play this game with the crew. All right, so there's nothing cooler about baseball than old-timey nicknames. The players had the best nicknames back in the day. I want you guys to just play this game, whether this is a real nickname or I made it up.
Okay.
It's that simple. I'm going to read you a name, and then you each get to vote real or fake. That's it. And at the end, we'll reveal which is which.
Okay.
So see if you think I'm making any of these up. And if I am, which ones? Pretty simple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's start with these. I'm going to start with, let's see. I got my whole printout here.
Are we working as a team or are we?
No, each person can vote.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just so you can keep it in your head. You can write it down if you want. Just real, real or fake. Was Peekaboo Veach a real player or did I just make Peekaboo Veach up? It's V-E-A-C-H, Veach. Peekaboo Veach.
Do we answer now?
Yeah.
I think he's real.
Real?
I'll say made up.
Made up?
This is tough. You stumbled over the name. I'm trying to figure out if that's a good or a bad sign.
You're just reading way too much into that.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah. All right. Peekaboo Veach was a real player.
Oh, okay.
1890 to 1890.
I know more about baseball than Matt does.
Here was my thinking. I thought maybe because Peekaboo Veach, Peekaboo Street.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought
that's,
maybe you were going off that.
I could have. I did not. I wasn't creative enough to do that.
Okay.
All right, how about Highball Wilson?
What if they're all just Peekaboo?
Highball Wilson.
Peekaboo Johnson.
I think that one's fake.
Highball Wilson, I'm going to say, is fake.
I'll go fake as well, sure.
Highball Wilson is a real guy.
Oh. No! I was really confident.
They have the best nicknames in the olden. Like 100+ years ago, the nicknames were the best. All right, how about Cindy?
Yeah, it was just because he was an alcoholic.
He probably drank highballs.
They all were. They all were alcoholics. Right.
How about Cinders O'Brien?
Fake.
Cinders O'Brien.
That's fake.
I'll go real.
Cinders O'Brien was a real guy.
Come on. Gosh. I'm back in the game, baby.
All right, how about Toots Schultz?
Toots
Schultz.
You like chili.
Toots Schultz, yes.
I'm just going to say fake.
It has to be. It has to be.
I'll go fake on that one.
That one's real.
Charles Schultz's stinky little brother.
His great-grandfather Toots. Oh, God, these names are the best. All right, how about Sport McAllister? Sport McAllister.
No, come on. He can't just be Sport.
That sounds like a villain in a 80s movie. I'm going to say Fate.
It's the villain from, like, a Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
Sport McAllister.
I see the pattern, okay, but it's fake.
I'll go real because they've all been real.
Sport McAllister is real.
miserable.
How about Icebox Chamberlain?
I'll say real.
That one's
good. I didn't mean to say that so aggressively. I say real.
Super confident.
That one's got to be fake. I'm not buying it.
I mean, wasn't Icebox in Little Giants?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never saw
that.
That
was the name of the girl.
Okay, that's good information.
Yeah.
That you've never seen it. Then I'll go real.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
Okay.
Icebox Chamberlain.
If you would have done Little Giants, I would have gone fake. Yeah. And you were kind of, see, I'm looking way too deep into these.
All right. How about Pretzels Getson?
On principle, it's fake.
Yeah, on principle, it is fake.
I'll go real.
Pretzels was a real guy. Pretzels Getson was a real guy. All right, let's do one more. Because I got a bunch more. Let's do one more. Cupid Childs.
Well, I know that one's real.
Cupid Childs.
I feel like I've heard
real.
That one.
Real.
Real. So these guys are all real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All but one of them. The only one. So the one that doesn't belong to the group is Toots Schultz. But all of the others were on the same team. They were all on the same team in 1890.
What team?
I don't even know. I just saw the printout. They're all so Icebox Chamberlain, Cupid Childs, Pretzels Getson.
Were they dodging like the IRS? Like, why didn't they just call each other by their real names?
Cowboy Jones, Sport McAllister. They also had Chippy McGarr, Cinders Chippy. O'Brien. Let's see, who did we leave out? Peekaboo Veach.
Cinders?
Highball Wilson.
Hey, yeah. Icebox Chamberlain played for St. Louis.
These guys were all on the same team. I wish we all had nicknames for all the current players like this.
He played for never mind. His jersey says St. Louis. Oh, he played for the old Judge. No, I don't know what's going on. His baseball card says St. Louis, but his Wikipedia page says, oh, yeah, it was with the St. Louis Browns from 1888 to 1890.
Boom.